Just think what you're thinking of. Be conscious of what you're thinking of right now. Where did you go? Was it to Vrindavan? Oops. Just see if you can focus your consciousness as best as you can on the best place. we could turn off the lights, please. Turn on your screen. I wanted to say a few words about about this the slideshow in a few moments, but about the sound. Can you hear the sound?
Yes.
Now, this unfortunately is very, very rare, the sound. Perhaps in 1992, during the rainy season, I wanted to make a sound, a track of the birds and the other early morning sounds of Vrindavan. So I asked one devotee to take a high quality tape recorder, because in those days, I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember what a tape recorder is, but there used to be these things that have tapes and records. In ancient history, and he just went into a few minutes of Krishna Balaram Mandir. Maybe we could put this up just a little bit. He just walked into a nearby forest, just a few minutes from Krishna Balaram Mandir, early in the morning. And aside from the Shankar in the background, which one other devotee kindly added in, but this is what it was like. Twenty-two years ago. And now, in the very places that he walked to record this, I think it's called Ananda Krishna Van. But there is no Ananda there at all. And there is no Krishna there, and there is no Van. There's no forest either. It's vanishing in one sense. So rapidly, it's vanishing. When we got to, the first time I visited Vrindavan in 1974, it remained unchanged from that time to 80, in the late 80s. And before that, it probably hadn't changed, practically speaking, in hundreds of years. But yet, and now, if you go to Vrindavan, if you haven't been there for 3 or 4 years even, you'll be shocked at how much construction, and we say it's being covered, but literally it's being covered with concrete and buildings and things like that. But yet, as soon as you walk into the holy land of Vrindavan, the only way I can describe it, there's a wall of sweetness that meets you. Because this is the very land where Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and all the residents of Vrindavan perform their pastimes. Sometimes I think of Vrindavan as, it's called a Tirtha, which means a holy place, but it also means a threshold. Just like every doorway has a threshold, and in the threshold, the door, you're in an in-between area. If you're in the doorway, you're neither inside nor outside, you're in between. And if you look this way, you'll see outside, and if you look this way, you'll see inside. So that is literally what Tirtha means. It means an in-between liminal space where if you look if you have the right vision, which means the right consciousness, one can see and perceive, as Srila Prabhupada said, even to this day, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are going on. And if you have another type of consciousness, you'll see open sewers, and you'll see reddish plastic bags, and you'll see so many other undesirable things. But yet, there is a wall of sweetness that hits you when you visit your valley. So I like to, and especially if you hear and chant a lot, if you walk through Vrindavan chanting, and glorify Krishna, then that land of Vrindavan, not that it comes to life, because it is alive, it's living, it reciprocates you, the whole land experiences completely reciprocatory, and all types of magic things occur. So I shouldn't really talk about it in this sense too much, because then everyone expects it to be some kind of a spiritual Disneyland when they go there, but it's not like that. It's far more subtle. But in any case, this is just any morning during the rainy season, and now all you hear is the honking of cars instead of the honking of peacocks. You can hear the cows in the background up there. What to speak of during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How sweet and beautiful it must have been. What to speak of Krishna's advent. So I'd like to take a little walk through Vrindavan. These are just photos that I took recently, and we've put together into a slideshow that's quite spontaneous, in the sense that there's no real theme other than walking through Vrindavan, and we'll just see what happens when we take a walk. There's one piece that's missing. This one. Said that there are three most powerful potent things in Vrindavan. One is Giriraj Govardhan, and the second is the Yamuna, and the third is the dust of Vrindavan. And in time, Giriraj Govardhan disappears from sight, and the Yamuna disappears from sight, leaving only the dust of Vrindavan, which is marked by the lotus feet of Krishna. Now, around Govardhan Hill, you can see on the right of the photo, yes, people doing parikrama, walking around. Does anyone know how long the parikrama around Govardhan is? In kilometers? 22 or 26? 26 kilometers, yes? 20, quite far. And so many people, especially on the full moon day and the new moon day, as people walk around and chant, and they have all different kinds of, they have their own individual desires and their individual motivations, but everyone is going around Giriraj Govardhan and experiencing
great, great satisfaction in doing so. And along these very paths, the six little swamis, 500 years ago, they would walk and look for Krishna. They were always in the mood of searching for Krishna. And there, as we see, there's one, you know what he's doing? He's selling bananas to feed to the monkeys. And he asked the people if they would do monkey seva, serve the monkeys, which I don't have a particular tendency to do. This is in a different part of Govanand town. How long did you live at Govanand? Year and a half. So many monkeys and so many guavas and amrut and kela. And one very happy to be photographed. This one was very kind. And a different place. But it's very interesting in Vrindavan. Everyone likes to be photographed. If you go to China, everyone is terrified of being photographed. But people will approach you and ask you to photograph them. And one time I was walking around Vrindavan and there was one sadhu, holy man. And he asked me to take a photograph of him. So he leaned against a tree and put on his best sadhu look. And then he asked me to photograph him, and I showed it to him. And he was very happy, and he said, "You can put on my Facebook?" It's a changing world. Very innocent, though. Another banana. One of the boys tried to look very official. And not only did they sell bananas for monkey seva, but they sell chanda, or chickpeas, to feed to the monkeys. And the monkeys, do you know what, if a monkey, there'll be a picture of someone feeding monkeys at some point, but you know, if a monkey gets a banana, you know what the first thing he does is? And it's not sorry, Vidyata. Do you know what the first thing he does is? Huh? But before he does anything, before he runs away and before he peels it, he looks around to make sure that there's no. Because the animal world is very, very tough. And the big ones just crack. Just grab it away. But human life is supposed to be much more civilized. It's supposed to give. And I recently heard Srila Prabhupada say in a lecture that it was a morning walk actually. He said before there was trade, the whole concept of international trade, people were they were just locally oriented. People would just stay locally. And then what they would do was they would grow the food that they needed and live very, very simply. And then if there was excess, first thing is they were required to give 25% to the government, to the king. And then they would give to the Brahmins, to the temples. And if there was any surplus, they would give it away in that way. It was such a generous-hearted society. And then the British brought the railways in. And then people understood that if I take my excess and instead of giving it away, I can ship it somewhere and make some money. Oh, much better. So in this way, the essence of the culture, which was generous-hearted, and supportive was removed by so-called progress and its resulting greed. And in the background we also see Hanuman.
more banana sellers. This one doesn't look very happy. So the banana sellers around Govinda, they have bananas, and then they have a stick. The stick is to keep away the monkeys who don't want to, who won't pay for their bananas to do their monkey saver. They just want to take them. This gentleman was very intent on feeding the monkeys. So he'd buy bananas, and then he'd hold them out one by one, and then the monkeys would come. And at this time, you can't really see it so clearly, but they sometimes play with the monkeys. And they hold on to the bananas, and the monkeys try to pull the bananas, and they hold on. And then that's actually quite dangerous to play in that way, because the monkeys, they'll attack you if you do that too much. So anyway, I saw him 2 seconds later do this, and then the other monkeys started jumping over the same banana, and then he got very frightened, actually. Oh, this isn't around Govinda. This is two brothers we saw at Sundarak, if you're walking from Krishna Balaram Mandir and you're going on the Prakrama path, and there's a point where you go right and go towards the Yamuna, but if you go left, you go towards Sundarak. Sundarak is famous for two reasons. First reason is there is a temple of Silvari Muni, who performed austerities in the water, and he asked Garuda to not take any of the fish, and because of that, and then what Garuda did, he cursed Garuda. And because of that curse, that he should not come back to the Yamuna again, because of that curse, Kaliya, in the past time, he took up residence, because Kaliya was afraid of Garuda. So there's a temple of Subari Muni in Sundarak. So that's one thing it's famous for. And the second thing it's famous for is that it's a village of thieves. Now this lady, I don't remember she was obviously, this is in the town of Govardhan near the Manisiganga, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. Near Govardhan, right next to Govardhan town, where Krishna used to have his pastimes, his boating pastimes. So the local people, they make garlands, and when people go for worshipping the deities that are there, they buy the garlands and different things. Now, when I took this photo, I didn't think of it, but when I looked at it here, it could be that she was blind. But I'm not really sure. But in any case, whether she was blind or not, she was very old, and it doesn't appear that she had many teeth. But she looks very, very happy with life. Living in a simple way. She's obviously not a wealthy lady. Just sitting there asking people if they would buy garlands. But she's happy in her simple life, because somehow or another, her heart is full of Krishna to some degree, and the people of Vrindavan have a natural tendency to love Krishna. They always say, Jai Sri Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, Radhe Shama. It comes out of their mouth so easily. Maybe we can make the microphone still a little farther. Okay. I mean, you don't see gates like this anywhere else, do you? And it's out of this world. It's a different place. It looks like it's a gate to a different realm, actually. And I saw this one sadhu walking through, and I asked him if he would let me take his picture. And he said yes, and he posed very, very happily. This was on the Prakrama Marga around Vrindavan. And sometimes in Vrindavan, you see an old, old, old gate, and it looks all run down. And then you look inside and there's a huge, beautiful garden or a huge, beautiful mansion inside. This one, I think it had two cars parked. It was a little bit of a letdown, but this is a cow. Do you know what cow spelled backwards is? The cows in Vrindavan are very, very, very special. Very sweet. But they're individuals. They're complete individuals. And some have good temperaments and some have bad temperaments, but they're all special. But they're individuals, quite interesting. In the background, what can you see? Madame Mohan Temple. Now who understands where this was taken from? This photo. Huh? Which side is the other side? The opposite. That's a good guess, even though it's not the right answer. Huh? Yes, it's in the field. That's very, very intuitive. But if you walk, huh? Yes, it's quite close to where Shibari Muni's ashram is. And you can see King Siddhartha and Yamuna is in the distance. Something to get it on. Giriraj Govardhan is so amazing. In Vrindavan they call him Baba. The local people they say Giriraj Baba. My father, everyone goes to Giriraj for shelter. Because he's so very, so heart soothing to be around Giriraj. And they come with whatever desires they have, even it can be material desires. They're offering obeisances. So sometimes people will walk around, will do dandavat parikram, bowing down around Giriraj. And some people will do parikrama like that and then move a rock, a stone, and do it 108 times and then move their bodies forward. And it will take several years to go around in that way. So they have some desire that they really want fulfilled, and they're going to Giriraj to fulfill that desire. And it's the mood is completely different than the mood that everyone in the West is trained in. The training in the West is you can do something if you desire it yourself by your own power, your own determination. You can achieve, you can accomplish, you can climb the ladder. You can do it by yourself. So even though perhaps the people don't have the highest level of pure devotion where they only want to serve, but at least they acknowledge that to get my desires I have to please someone above me. So there is some feeling that someone is above me and I'm dependent. I'm dependent on mercy, so it just takes a little transition to bring that to a more full devotional platform. But if one's consciousness is I can do everything by myself, by my own power, self-help like that, and my determination, and if someone's not successful, it's because they weren't determined enough or something like that. It's actually an improper mentality. Because we're ultimately dependent living entities. We're very dependent. And there is one special rock of Giriraj. There's so many Giriraj, so many shilas, rocks, and they have so many incredible face-like expressions on them and different things. There's so many rocks that have Govardhan Silas that have footprints on them. Extraordinary. This is by Govindakund, where the waters that are filled are from where Krishna was after Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, and Indra came to apologize to Krishna for what he had done. And there was a abhishek, a bathing of Krishna, where Indra apologized, and then his elephant carrier carrying water from the Ganga bathed Krishna, and the cow said, "What is this use of Indra being our protector? We want you to be our protector." So therefore Krishna there got the name of Govinda, the protector of the cows, Indra of the cows. And this is Govinda Kund. And at this place also Madhavendra Puri would sit, so it's a very special and peaceful place. In the background, a little hard to see, is Giddikas. And now the trees have grown up, they've been protected, and they've grown up around, and the vegetation has grown up very much around Giddikas. So in some places where you could see him very easily, now it's so much harder to see him. Being respected as a resident of Vrindavan by the offering of flowers. It's very, very beautiful. Oh, that's where it is. This is in, both these are in on the Parikrama path. The name escapes me at the moment, but it's a place, Madame Terre. One time I think I showed a slideshow of Madame Terre. So this is Madame Terre, the place where Cupid was conquered by the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is all beautiful, all attractive, all beautiful. So everywhere there is worshipping going on. In the West, the tendency is everywhere there is consuming, buying, enjoying going on. In Vrindavan, the atmosphere is sweet because everywhere worship is going on. An old, old tree. Its roots, a banyan tree, a swata tree, its roots like the like a, an old man's beard. Such an amazing tree. In the Bhagavad Gita, the banyan tree, a swata tree, is compared to the material world, or the material world is compared to a swata tree. Because it's, you cannot tell where the beginning is, you cannot tell where the end is. Okay, all you Sanskrit scholars, what does that say? Jais. So there is one sadhu, holy man, who his last 40 years or so, he just goes around and paints Jai Sri Radhe, or Radhe Radhe, or Jai Sri Krishna, or Radhe Krishna, or always remember Krishna. He paints that on all the walls, everywhere in Vrindavan. It's quite expert, too. And on the trees, What does that say? Sri Radha. Yes, you can read English too, good. Not only are you a Sanskrit scholar. So this is one of the devotees, he does a lot of, one could say, welfare work for the Vrijavasis. Rupa Raghunath has done Food for Life and schools, and there's a hospital. And to bring the kids to school and send them home, they use these ox-powered vehicles. So at certain times of Vrindavan, at certain times of the day, in the afternoon and in the morning, when the kids are coming and going from school, you see these everywhere. And before, the children used to be always they give the devotees trouble, but now they're so respectful all over. Very much because of the work of Rupa Raghunath. They say Hare Krishna. You see, sometimes you see young girls walking by with their japa beads and chanting, and they speak some English. Also, very, very sweet. The work of that sadhu. What does that say? The first one? The second one? Yes. And the third one? Who has vision, off the page vision? I can't say you're wrong. This is a newly constructed building. Very interesting building techniques, all on reinforced concrete and brick. One Mataji making cow dung patties. You still use to this day for fuel, boba. They dry them in the sun, very, very simple. They cook from them. And you say that the best the patties made over this type of a fire, or food cooked over a cow dung fire, tastes the best. And sometimes the ladies are very shy. They say, no, this is it, okay. This is a way to cure your neck problems. They don't have problems with weak necks, as Mataji, but the way they learn how to do that, you can't start when you're 30 years old or 40 years old. They start the young girls when they're 4 years old or 5 years old. When the mother walks to the well or something in the morning, the little girls also carry a little something small that's empty, just get in the habit of standing properly and strengthening their neck. And that way it's hands-free too. What do you think when you see this? Raising your hand. Any thought? Let's see who can guess where it is. I don't think anyone would be able to guess. What's anyone have a thought when they see this photo? Huh? Antiquity. Yes. But it was taken a few months ago. Antiquity means something that happened alive, but for many, many years ago, ancient buildings. And what else do you think when you see this? Complex. But it's interesting, if you say that's complex, you see the bullock, the man with a bullock, which is very simple. What else? Okay, yes. Yes, anyone want to say? Yes. Huh? Unique. It's in the background there's a bus. It's true. There's a bus right there. Guess where this was taken? Just guess. Don't worry about being right. Just guess. Huh? Namurati. No? Anyone else? Someone will guess it if we go long enough. Where else? Where? Sandra. No? No. Delhi? No. Come on. Whatever place. Govardhan? No. Huh? Where? Alaska? That's a very interesting guess. I'll give you a hint. It's in Vrindavan. It's Varsana. Where was this taken? Yamuna. Yeah. And they're building a road in the background, and then it was stopped by some court order, and it got started again. The road across the Yamuna, across the Trikamama, so you can get from one side of Kesha back to the other. Who can think of a philosophical truth based on this photo? Raise your hand if you can think of a philosophical truth. Yes, you are first. Tide. Very good. That we're tied by the rope of our false ego, so we can't sail on the Yamuna. And the peacocks all agree with their analysis. Anyone else have a philosophical comment to make on this? Yes? Yep. Not loudly though. Yes. Passing a boat through the eye of a needle. Yeah, that's interesting. Yep, pretty good. Yeah. Loudly, low. They don't let us drift. Yeah, is that what you're saying? They stop us from drifting away far downstream. One more philosophical, yes. To Keshigat. Raise your hand if you've been on a boat in Keshigat. Back to Govardhan. It's Hanuman. Kendra, yes, Kendra. Some institution and phone number, I presume. The streets, the people that drive in such an amazing, unique way. I'm surprised that there's not a lot of crashes in there. What's that in the background? It's a bull, isn't it, on the path? That cow. Tree. grass. Looks like the branch that he's sitting on looks like an elephant. And the monkey is looking wistfully to the sky. But I remember he was looking at his...
He was a she, carrying a baby on his back, her back, and then the baby jumped and was on the, going up higher in the tree, and she had her mind on her baby.
Special resident. This is true love. Yes, oh, where's my mata? Oh, everyone has one but me. Oh.
He does look a little like this, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh. But he's bigger. But it's so amazing to see the affection amongst animals. It's not unique to humans. No, without affection. No one grows up to be a big monkey.
And you see, if you think monkey life is something nice, notice the eaten part of his arm. Their arms, they fight. They're so brave, actually. If you go over to them and look at them like that, immediately, even if you're holding a stick, because that's all they do all day long is they fight. For them it's nothing. And they're scarred because of it. But human life is supposed to be very different. This is a good time. I may have mentioned this before, but having studied the life of monkeys for many years living in Vrindavan, I saw that they have two glorious qualities. They are expert dancers. No. First is that they fight, they become angry at each other, they're fighting and fighting, and 5 minutes later they forget about it. They give up their anger very quickly. I'm amazed at that. They give up their anger very quickly. And the second good quality, they don't hold grudges. They let it go. And the second good quality is that they usually travel in quite big families. And the second good quality is that if anyone from another monkey group family or a human or anyone gives trouble to any of the baby monkeys, they all protect the baby monkeys. So there are two good qualities in monkeys. They protect their young very, very carefully. Everyone, the whole family gets together if one baby monkey is being bothered. The whole family, 30, 40, 50 monkeys, and they go, and the big males come up. You know those ones that look like they've been to the gym? They walk in the bar. Sitting on the fence at Govardhan. He had just gotten a banana from that fellow who was handing out bananas. Happy monkey indeed. What Sanskrit letter does it look like? Oh, yeah. I haven't thought of it like that. What else does it look like? See how much we bring to everything with our vision. I am part of either of those. This one looks like the mother and the daughter-in-law. In Vrindavan, you even see that the young married girls, they're not in Vrindavan, in the old culture, that when they go outside, the mother-in-law is always with them. They're not allowed to go out. And they take the top of their saris, they cover their whole faces, and the mother-in-law walks them down the street. And this one over here, I can't remember her first name, she told us. She knew a little English. So she came over and wanted to practice her English. What is your country? What is your name? She said, my name. What is your name? How are you? I'm fine. And she, her name is something Sharma. I don't remember the first part of her name. A very nice. I'm just coming home from school. What is this?
Peta. Peta and flies, looks like.
The Vrindavan area is famous for this. It's a pumpkin that's boiled in sugar water. It's good for the liver.
The flies aren't good for the liver.
Potatoes.
Respecting the bull.
Two. Huh? These are two. What are they? They're farmers.
Yeah. Local Brijbasi farmers.
Okay, how many times are the holy names written in this picture? Okay, quick, who's the first one to get the correct answer? And the correct answer is that the clock is ticking. Well, I don't know, actually.
One, two. Okay, who can
say one? Who can say one of the names there? Raise your hand. Say one, then you have to say a name that's not, that someone else doesn't say. Say one. Sri Radha.
Sri Krishna. What else? Japo Nirantara. Always chant.
Unendingly chant. Sri Radha.
Sri Radha. Sri Radha. It's all Radha, isn't it? Huh? Some of you said that there was Sri Krishna in there, but
I think you were bluffing.
As far as I could figure, now that I look at it. Taking a good guess.
Okay, who can figure out what this is? I can't, but
it was hanging from a tree.
Someone had placed it there, but birds don't usually braid their ropes
and place it so neatly. So I think it's human constructed and hung from a tree.
But I'm not sure what its purpose was. Maybe it was to hold. Does anyone know? To hold a water bottle? A swing for what, though? A parrot swing, it could be. It's kind to Parrot Week. Be kind to Parrot Week. Give your pet parrot a swing in time this week. But anyway, look, it was so fascinating because something just constructed out of simple rope and equilibrium. Maybe someone had there was a swing. Maybe someone had put a deity in it or something. I don't know. One sudden release. Magic hair. Your Govindapan is very sheltering tree. Very, very ancient tree. Just serving others to another piece of Florida pieces. Never complain. Mahaprabhu glorified the trees because of the quality of their tolerance and that they always give. And they don't ask for anything. Krishna even glorified the generous spirit of trees. Number 20, second chapter at the end of the chapter. Also, right by Govindakan, this is said to be the place where Krishna was walking after the Govardhan Lila took place. Then after Krishna put down the hill, he knew that Indra wanted to apologize to him, and he was with all his counter boyfriends. So he wanted to make it easier for Indra. So he said to the boys, "You stay here, and I'm going over here just to inspect the different how the hill is doing after being hit by the thunderbolts of Indra." So he went to a secluded place near Govindakan, and he was just there. Indra came with jeweled helmets and bowed down. So this is still taking that place. Did you ever see that place? Did you see this place? Govindaka? Oh, when was the last time you went to Vrindavan? Go again. Next time you go, make sure you see this place. The place where Indra apologized to Krishna. Okay? Now what do you think when you see this? Sarvananda, Paul? Huh? What else? There's stuff up, but yeah. Any other creative interpretations? The leg of a cow. Indeed it does, just like. Have you other, yeah. Did you raise your hand? Isn't this what they teach you to do in art school? Amy Babu. To find deep, isn't this what they teach you to do in art school? Something like that. Find deep meanings. Yes. Govardhan Rasa test. Gestalt. Some of the devotees, Mataji, Dakshini, and Sri Radharaman, and some of the devotees from Perth, and some from Kenya, actually, who go to school in Perth, university, and I came to Giraj, sitting under that very tree. Thank you. I could take a photo. And she said yes. So I took her photo, and she put on a very serious face. And then later on, in another photo, she asked me to take one more. And she wanted me to take one in a better pose. I showed her this one, but I don't think. Yeah, there it is. She's on the right, and Zagatini Mataji is on the left. See what it feels like. But she asked, she wanted to take
it. But she can't hide her smile.
It's quite cute.
Oh, this is in Varsana.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's very, very, very young. This is in the Radha Madhav Ashram, where we used to stay when doing the Vaishnava Japa retreats. One of the Vaishnava men wanted me to take his photo with his cow. It's a healthy life, actually. A bull, a working bull. See where it carries the cloth. He looks a little tired. Old fellow. But all the cows, so many of the cows in Vrindavan have these bells around their necks. And I don't think I brought them with me, but when I travel, I usually travel with some cowbells. And they're different sizes, and they have different timbres, they have different sounds. And it's just so nice. It's like its own kind of symphony when you have cows walking along, each of them having different sized bells, and it's so sweet. Cowherd boy pastimes.
You can see what's in their hand. Not in Balaram's right hand.
Is what? What's in Balaram's right hand?
There's more than one thing.
Huh?
There's a horn by his side. Yeah, and what else is there? A rope and a stick.
So the rope is used. This is called the Yoga Pasha. Pasha means rope. It's used to tie up the calves, because the cows don't give milk. Because milk is so amazing. It's the liquid affection that the cow has, the mother cow has for its baby. So the cows won't drop their milk into their milk bags unless their affection is evoked by having the calf right in front of them. So they bring the calf right in front of the cow before they're going to milk the cow, and then the cow drops her milk out of her affection to the calf, and the calf starts drinking, and the cow starts licking the calf out of affection, and then they have to take the calf away, and then they milk the cow, because the cow gives more milk than the calf can healthily drink. If the calf drank all the milk that the cow is giving, the cow would become sick. The calf would become sick. So they let the calf drink a little bit, then they take the calf away, and then they milk the cow, and the rest of the milk they make into butter and cheese and milk. So there's, the cow gives more milk by Krishna's arrangement than the calf can drink. So this is the system. So to tie up the calf, or sometimes in the yoga pasha, to tie up the back legs of the cow so it doesn't kick and doesn't wander away while they're milking it.
The cowherd boys always would carry these ropes,
and sometimes they would take the ropes, and they would, Krishna would have ropes that were decorated with jewels, and they would use them in their turbans and things like that to make decorations like that. And although Krishna and Balaram had sticks for hurting the cows, jeweled sticks, they would never hit the cows with those sticks. Nor would they ever wear shoes, leather shoes.
You can see in their declarations, nothing is straight.
Everything is somewhat crooked.
Next to rasa, the exchange sweet.
It's so nice to see them. This is our last. Bhujbhasa. We're saying in Bhujbhasa.
Can you read it?
Lida li prema
few minutes and make our minds. Did you visit Vrindavan? Did you visit Vrindavan?
Yes.
Is there a drum? Oh, you play. You play. Is there a pair of kotals that I could play?
Vrindavan touches the heart in such a nice way.
Does anyone know the secret of why Vrindavan is so sweet? Yes? Say again?
Because of Krishna.
Because of Krishna.
Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya Vrindavan.
Thank you. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vandiki Sri Sri Hare Krishna Gopinath Swami Kunda Vadha Kunda Givi Gaur Vadan Gide Sri Vrindavan Dham Gide Sri Navadi Mayapur Dham Gide Ganga Mai Gide Yamuna Mai Gide Bhakti Devi Gide Kulsi Devi Gide Samaveda Bhakti Vandiki Gide All glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to see the Guru and Gauranga, the Thai Gold, the Yari Yari. Shilu Gopa, the Kise, Shilu Gopa, the Pati.